Today on Commuter Bible, we'll read through the list of those who were employed for service at the temple. It's 1 Chronicles chapters 24 through 26 and Song of Songs chapters 7 through 8. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. As David prepares to pass the crown to his son Solomon, his heart and mind continue to be fixed on God's glory, particularly through the building of the temple and structuring it properly. David has spent years of his life amassing materials for its construction, and not only that, he has also drawn up architectural plans, built instruments, and created systems for all who work in and around the temple. For someone who knew scarcity and insecurity for a good portion of his life while running from King Saul, it is notable that David gives so much away and invests his finances in the future of God's worship, rather than in himself. 1 Chronicles, chapters 24 through 26. The divisions of the descendants of Aaron were as follows. Aaron's sons were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and they had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. Together with Zadok from the descendants of Eleazar and Ahimelech from the descendants of Ithamar, David divided them according to the assigned duties of their service. Since more leaders were found among Eleazar's descendants than Ithamar's, they were divided accordingly. 16 heads of ancestral families were from Eleazar's descendants, and 8 heads of ancestral families were from Ithamar's. They were assigned by lot, for there were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God among both Eleazar's and Ithamar's descendants. The secretary, Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the officers, the priest Zadok, Ahimelech son of Abiathar, and the heads of the families of the priests and the Levites. One ancestral family was taken for Eleazar, and then one for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakkaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Hapazez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamel, the 23rd to Deliah, and the 24th to Maaziah. These had their assigned duties for service when they entered the Lord's temple, according to their regulations, which they received from their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. As for the rest of Levite's sons, from Amram's sons, Shubael; from Shubael's sons, Jediah; from Rehabiah; from Rehabiah's sons, Ishaya was the first; from the Izharites, Shalomith; from Shalomith's sons, Jahath; Hebron's sons, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth; from Uziel's sons, Micah; from Micah's sons, Shamir; Micah's brother, Ishaya; from Ishaya's sons, Zechariah; Merari's sons, Mali and Mushi; and from his sons, Jaaziah his son. Merari's sons by his son Jaaziah, Shohem, Zachar, and Ibri. From Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons; from Kish, from Kish's sons, Jeramiel; Mushi's sons, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. Those were the descendants of the Levites according to their ancestral families. They cast lots the same way as their relatives and the descendants of Aaron did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the families of the priests and Levites, the family heads and their younger brothers alike. David and the officers of the army also set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, who were to prophesy accompanied by lyres, harps, and cymbals. This is the list of the men who performed their service. From Asaph's sons, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Azarelah, sons of Asaph, under Asaph's authority, who prophesied under the authority of the king. From Jeduthun, Jeduthun's sons, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six, under the authority of their father Jeduthun, prophesying to the accompaniment of lyres, giving thanks and praise to the Lord. From Heman, Heman's sons, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidalti, Romamti Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malothi, Hothir, and Mahaziath. All these sons of Heman, the king's seer, were given by the promises of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under their own father's authority for the music in the Lord's temple, with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of God's temple. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the king's authority. They numbered 288 together with their relatives who were all trained and skillful in music for the Lord. They cast lots for their duties, young and old alike, teacher as well as pupil. The first lot for Asaph fell to Joseph, his sons and his relatives, 12. To Gedaliah the second, him, his relatives, and his sons, 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fourth to Isri, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The seventh to Jesarelah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 17th to Joshbekasha, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 19th to Malothi, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 21st to Hothir, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 23rd to Mahaziath, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 24th to Romamti Ezer, his sons and his relatives, 12. The following were the divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Korah, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Eliehonai the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Peoluthai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah were born sons who ruled their ancestral families because they were strong, capable men. Shemaiah's sons, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives Elihu and Semachiah were also capable men. All of these were among the sons of Obed-Edom with their sons and relatives. They were capable men with strength for the work. 62 from Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah also had sons and relatives who were capable men. 18. Hosa from the Merarites also had sons. Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him as the first. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers under their leading men had duties for ministering in the Lord's temple, just as their relatives did. They cast lots for each temple gate according to their ancestral families, young and old alike. A lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. They also cast lots for his son Zechariah, an insightful counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate. Obed-Edom's was the south gate, and his son's lot was for the storehouses. It was the west gate and the gate of Shalaketh on the ascending highway for Shupim and Hosa. There were guards stationed at every watch. There were 6 Levites each day on the east, 4 each day on the north, 4 each day on the south, and 2 pair at the storehouses. As for the court on the west, there were 4 at the highway and 2 at the court. Those were the divisions of the gatekeepers from the descendants of the Korahites and the Merarites. From the Levites, Ahijah was in charge of the treasuries of God's temple and the treasuries of what had been dedicated. From the sons of Laden, who were the descendants of the Gershonites through Laden and were the family heads belonging to Laden the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the Lord's temple. From the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites. Shebuel, a descendant of Moses' son Gershom, was the officer in charge of the treasuries. His relatives through Eliezer, his son Rehabiah, his son Jeshiah, his son Joram, his son Zikri, and his son Shalomith. This Shalomith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries of what had been dedicated by King David, by the family heads who were the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and by the army commanders. They dedicated part of the plunder from their battles for the repair of the Lord's temple. All that the seer, Samuel, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, along with everything else that had been dedicated, were in the care of Shalomith and his relatives. From the Israelites, Chenaniah and his sons had duties outside the temple as officers and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men, had assigned duties in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. From the Hebronites, Jerijah was the head of the Hebronites, according to the family records of his ancestors. A search was made in the 40th year of David's reign, and strong, capable men were found among them at Jazer in Gilead. There were among Jerijah's relatives 2,700 capable men who were family heads. King David appointed them over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh as overseers in every matter relating to God and the king. Song of Songs, chapters 7 through 8. Man, how beautiful are your sandaled feet, princess. The curves of your thighs are like jewelry, the handiwork of a master. Your navel is a rounded bowl. It never lacks mixed wine. Your belly is a mound of wheat surrounded by lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like a tower of ivory. Your eyes like pools in Heshbon, by Bathrabim's gate. Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon looking toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. The hair of your head like purple cloth. A king could be held captive in your tresses. How beautiful you are, and how pleasant, my love, with such delights. Your stature is like a palm tree. Your breasts are clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree and take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes, and the fragrance of your breath like apricots. Your mouth is like fine wine. Woman, flowing smoothly for my love, gliding past my lips and teeth. I am my love's, and his desire is for me. Come, my love, let's go to the field. Let's spend the night among the henna blossoms. Let's go early to the vineyards. Let's see if the vine has budded, if the blossom has opened, if the pomegranates are in bloom. There, I will give you my caresses. The mandrakes give off a fragrance, and at our doors is every delicacy, both new and old. I have treasured them up for you, my love. If only I could treat you like my brother, who nursed at my mother's breasts, I would find you in public and kiss you, and no one would scorn me. I would lead you, I would take you, to the house of my mother who taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink from the juice of my pomegranate. May his left hand be under my head, and his right arm embrace me. Young women of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not stir up or awaken love until the appropriate time. Young women, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on the one she loves? Woman, I awakened you under the apricot tree. There your mother conceived you. There she conceived and gave you birth. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as unrelenting as Sheol. Love's flames are fiery flames, an almighty flame. A huge torrent cannot extinguish love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If a man were to give all his wealth for love, it would be utterly scorned. Brothers, our sister is young. She has no breasts. What will we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build a silver barricade on her. If she is a door, We will enclose her with cedar planks.
Woman.
I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. So in his eyes, I have become like one who finds peace.
Solomon owned a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He leased the vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for his fruit 1,000 pieces of silver.
I have my own vineyard. The 1,000 are for you, Solomon, but 200 for those who take care of its fruits.
Man,
you who dwell in the gardens, companions are listening for your voice. Let me hear you.
Woman,
run away with me, my love, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices. That's the end of Song of Songs. Up next, we'll return to the Psalms. You know, typically I have a routine for recording the podcast during the day, but today it's late at night, just before midnight, and I'm wrapping up this podcast, this episode. And when it's late at night, I often think about you, and I think about how we've never had the opportunity to meet or talk about scripture, what the Lord's doing in your life. But every time I see a download, I know that's another saint in scripture. And I'm so encouraged by that, to see you all in the Word of God. I'm glad I can play a small role in that. Hey, today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson and the Christian Standard Bible. Thanks for listening. And remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.